We always have on a feast of an apostle some gospel text that speaks of the intimacy between Jesus and his apostle. And so we have one now, you see. As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Well, why don't we think about that for a minute? You know, we hear these things so often. How does the Father love the Son? Can you get an idea of that? It's infinite, for one thing. It's eternal, for another. And it's unimaginably intense. And this from all eternity. And then our Lord says, now that's the way I love you. He just told us this morning, huh? Because as Vatican II tells us, wherever the gospel is read at Mass, it is still Christ proclaiming his gospel. So it's the Lord who told us this morning, that he loves us this way. And remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in your love. Oh, I knew there was a hitch to this, you see. But then he says, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. That's love. To do the will of the one who loves us and saves us. And it's and so to be sensitive to that. Why? Why should I do Jesus' commandments? I mean, like, well, first place, if I want to have eternal life, I mean, but then, see, there's a plan. It's a plan for the salvation of the world. And those of us who are baptized, who can go to assist at the liturgy every day and hear the word and be fed on the body and blood of Christ, we have an obligation to tell the world, you see, who God is and what his plan is. And as we see this darkness and the power of darkness everywhere we learn, you know, you look to Europe and you see the Crimea and all that area there being invaded, taken over. You look the other way, you have the, among other things, the kidnapping of all those young girls. And then this cruelty. Then you look further. In other words, without the grace of Christ, and without the grace of Christ being preached and shared, all we can do is kill each other. It's that bad. And you see it. And so, we pray. See, we pray. Today, I'm saying Mass for Margaret Camarca, who did something about this. She's a nurse and prayed. And the Lord said, I want you to go over there in the Sudan, which is a hot spot, right? And I want you to care for the sick. Work in that hospital, which lacks everything. It's not like going down to one of our hospitals. Besides that, it's in a war zone. Now, thank God, even the war is primitive. They can't bomb the hospital. They don't have that much sophistication. What they do is fly over in a little Piper Cub with a bomb on their lap. Then they light it, throw it out the window. She's been living there now for a couple of years. Why? Because the love of Christ urged her to go take care of those people. And she's risking now, she's risking her life. So we've had examples of this all around us, of real generosity, of real care. You see, that people would know. How many people in that hospital where Margaret is have any idea of how much Jesus Christ loves them? They don't even know who he is. We have to tell them. But you don't have to go to the Sudan to find people who don't know Christ and are living in a way that alienates them, blocks them from ever. Just come on down to Washington and live there. I mean, look at the corruption, political, economic, moral. Who's going to help those people? You see? It was very wonderful last night. We always have right after the holiday, we have a banquet in honor of the priests who have been, 25, 40, 50, 60 years ordained. It's always very beautiful. But some of those guys, well, I'm getting close to them myself now. I was going to say, but those guys, I'm, 56 ordained now, I think. So pretty soon I'll be in that 60 class. If I live that long, I'll be in that 60 class. That was beautiful. Now, when you look around that room and count up the number of years, especially the priests who have been pouring out their life to serve. And so, it was not you who chose me. I chose you. You and you and you. I chose you. I picked you out from all eternity, before you were even conceived. Well, what did you want me to do? Go and bear fruit that will last. Well, what's the fruit that lasts? Love. Love for God and love for each other. Right? So they are these three. And the greatest of these is love, Paul says, right? And you go and bear fruit, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. What do you want? Ask in my name. But I do give you one commandment. Love each other. They say that when the Apostle John was old, he used to say, little children love each other all the time. So have you got anything else to say? I mean, we're getting tired of hearing this. And he said, you don't understand. Everything is there.